Hello, welcome to NC Asian American Ministries Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju, and I'm your host. Today is a special episode. We're at Greensboro for NC Baptist Annual Meeting. NC Baptist Annual Meeting is the annual meeting for all Baptist church pastors and leaders come together to celebrate what God is doing and to decide many decisions. Now today I'm with three brothers, and these are very special brothers because we met together in Christ, and we're so excited about what God is doing especially for Thailand. Now let me introduce all these three brothers right here. So we have Jonathan, Yai, and Lai. So starting from Jonathan, would you introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Jonathan Derbyshire. I've been working as a contractor with the State Convention for a couple years now. I grew up in Thailand, and so I have a heart for Buddhist background peoples, and just love the opportunity to be able to serve the Lord in North Carolina and helping churches engage and reach Buddhist background people groups.
Great. Yai?
My real name Saksit, my last name Asawana Skun, my nickname Yai. Everybody call me Yai. I be believer in God on the last 5 years, and I go to serve God with a mission on the last September.
Okay.
Yes.
And my name is Lai Solomonson. I'm the webmaster here at the Baptist State Convention in North Carolina. Also a part of Raleigh Marketplace Ministry, and that's where I met Yai. So I guess we'll talk a little bit more about how this all happened.
Okay, great. Well, God is doing amazing things among immigrants. As God met Moses and sent him back to Egypt to bring his people to the promised land, these immigrants are like a 21st century Moses, but God is meeting them and sending back to their people, sending back to their home countries to bring their people to Jesus Christ. And God is raising 21st century Moses amongst us. And Yai is a great example. I met Yai personally maybe just about 2 months ago, and it's been just I've been so amazed by just God's work, amazing work in his life. So today I want us to talk about how this all started, and how Yai came to Christ, and how God is using Yai for God's glory. And it was not just one person's work. God used the several individuals to lead Yai to Christ and to send him back to his country. So I just wanted to share this 21st century Moses story with you today. Okay, so let's start from Lai. How did all this begin?
Okay, so back in April of 2015, I was leading part of the leadership group at the Raleigh Marketplace Ministry. It's a ministry that helps provide a service to the vendors, over 300 vendors at the Raleigh Flea Market here in Raleigh, North Carolina. And I met Yai for the first time. He visited our ministry at 8:15 in the morning, and noticed he was Asian. So I just walked up to him and said, "Hey, my name is Lai. What's your name?" He said it was Yai. So wow, I said, "Wow, we got a pretty common name. Where are you from?" And so he told me he was from Thailand, and you know, me being from Vietnam, we have that Asian common cultural background that we can kind of share in. So we kind of hit it off. We connected right away, and even at that first service, I was able to find out about Yai's spiritual background. And he wasn't a believer yet. He grew up in the Buddhist kind of religion back home in Thailand. And so I immediately just gave him the gospel. I just said, "Well, can I share this with you, Yai?" And he said, "Sure." So I gave him a quick gospel track and went over through it with him in like less than 5 minutes. And then that's how we kind of connected for the first time. Our relationship started from there. Our friendship started from there. And, you know, Yai with his art booth, I actually went and visited with him after the service and talked to him more, just to get to know him more. And we're both artists, so that was another thing that God brought us together to talk about. So just a wonderful, I thought it was really wonderful to be able to meet Yai, but also to see how it developed over all this time.
Mm. Okay, great. Yeah, so how did you feel when Lai approached to you?
Yeah, is on that is morning I feel like I am walk into ministry is at the free market because I'm just came back from Thailand from my father-in-law is die and I come back I have a car is an accident and I'm came to the free market and I'm talk with another guy he work for like the free market his name Valentino is I'm told him I have a car accident and he just told me why you not thank you for God save you just is one word make my thought or my brain like flip up on is my thought yeah why I never have a thank you God is when I do anything God save me God keep me is everything is every day God give me a new life when I woke up is every day why I never say thank you that's why it make me talk to myself like that for like 3 weeks every day when I'm driving a car before I sleep I'm just say thank you all the time for like 3 weeks after that I work in a ministry in a free market and live walk came to me and asked me that's why I met Lai on the first time and we become the brother of Christ together and Lai start give me the Bible and he guide me to how to study to read the Bible and Lai come to my booth is after mystery service he come to teach me about a Bible study and it's memorized it's everything for like
3-4 months probably
yeah it's 3-4 months and after that like come to it's every morning to train me teach me about Bible study and after that Lai told me we have one American people is can speak Thai. Lai asked me, you know that guy? I said no. I don't know that guy. Lai told me his name is Derby. Mm. I say I don't know. And Lai told me okay. I got to tell him to meet you on the next Sunday. I'm say it's okay. And next Sunday that's why I met with Derby first time and Derby asked me you want a Bible study I say oh, yes it's okay that's why we find a place study the Bible Bible study together now like
2 years
now yeah but now we still to do is every week it's on Wednesday yeah
okay great so going back to what you mentioned about the meeting with Derby so how did it all happen meeting with Derby and
all right yeah. So you know I in the discipling Yai for the first 3 months we would meet after the service every Sunday after the service for about an hour we went through the book of John with two other new believers from the ministry and I recognized right away that it was somewhat of a language barrier for me to understand everything Yai was saying so I was like maybe I can find I was praying Lord, please provide someone who can disciple Yai in his own language, in Thai. And so I actually went to Zach and you, Sammy, and asked you guys, do you know of anyone, any Thai believers in the state that could possibly disciple Yai? And here comes Derby, you see, and he's the one that basically was the one that was the one God had chosen to do this. So. Very grateful that you came to be a part of this because I was struggling to teach them how to memorize scripture and actually define all the different words in scripture because you know defining a word from English with English may be very hard for Yai to understand so I recognize that and that's why I looked for you.
I can remember when it happened. I'll just tell a little story of how just for everyone listening people call me Derby too so my name is Jonathan Derbyshire but most people just call me Derby. I was excited. I had recently started working with the state convention and trying to help churches reach out to Buddhist backgrounds and I was getting nowhere. I was struggling to find people and I got this email from Lai saying hey I've heard about you you know from the grapevine let's meet. And so we met, and I'm pretty sure he was checking me out and make sure I wasn't some heretic or that I could really speak Thai. But he bought me lunch, and was you could tell that Lai had a love for the work at the flea market and a love for Yai's success in being discipled. And so that, to me, was very humbling to be able to come alongside and to work with Yai. And he had such a foundation that even those who couldn't speak his language could give him such a strong foundation in the book of John, you know, in memorizing scripture, in the power of scripture, and in the power of prayer. I came in there and it was just like all the groundwork is laid. Yai has the heart, you know, Lai had the heart to put into that. And it was just, we were just ready. We hit the ground running. Mm-hmm. It was really awesome.
Wow, that's great. You know, just for me, this is amazing how God orchestrated everything. You know, there's nothing new to him because he already, I'm sure that he orchestrated even before the foundation of the world. But, you know, I did probably the smallest part in all these things because all I did was just sending an email, receiving an email from Lai and then sending an email to you and just connecting you guys. But you guys did amazing work discipling Yai. But when I look back, we cannot minimize how much we can be used by God. Whether it's an email or going to flea market or driving maybe 20 minutes or 30 minutes to meet someone to share the gospel, you know, God can use all of them to bring one person to himself and disciple them. So we can never minimize what God could do through his people.
That's right.
So yeah, well, thank you all for sharing. And in the next episode, I want to hear from you about what God is doing recently for youth, Yai, and for Thailand. Okay, awesome. Thank you, listeners, for listening. And if you want to hear more about this story, please find NC Asian American Ministries at your podcast and subscribe it. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.